Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 22nd of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. After Aviva and Gemalto, now was Tesla turn to be cryptojacked from its Kubernetes platform. An unidentified hacker or hackers broke into Tesla-owned Amazon cloud account and used it to mine cryptocurrency. The breach also exposed proprietary data for the electric car maker. Researchers said they discovered the intrusion last month while trying to determine which organization left credentials for an Amazon Web Services account open to the public internet. The Venezuelan government has officially launched the pre-sale of its controversial Petro token, announced in early December 2017 by President Nicolas Maduro as a way to circumvent US sanctions amid of economic crisis and a plunge in the value of the bolivar. The token is said to be backed by commodities, including oil, of which the country has notable reserves. London-based transit app CityMapper just launched SmartRide, a hybrid bus and taxi service that takes riders around the fixed network in the capital. The company is operating the service under a private hire license from Transport for London. The new license limits the firm to operating vehicles that can carry 8 or fewer people, but frees it to run future routes that can change dynamically as demand shifts, rather than being legally mandated to stick to specific timetables and stopping patterns. Apple is in talks to buy long-term supplies from cobalt directly from miners for the first time, according to people familiar with the matter, seeking to ensure it will have enough of the key battery ingredient amid industry fears of a shortage driven by the electric vehicle boom. The iPhone maker is one of the world's largest end users of cobalt for the batteries in its gadgets, but until now it has left the business of buying the metal to the companies that make its batteries. This was your shot of Tech Coffee.